everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
I'm between Kemba and Trae Young.
Wait, you know, but I gotta go. You don't want the dribbler?
I want somebody that's going to pass the ball. That's what I want.
James Harden getting it from Chuck, LeBron, and Giannis. Giannis getting it from everybody for his picks. But Harden getting the last laugh, the W over the Lakers. We'll start there with this panel. And good afternoon to Scott today.
Good afternoon, Tony. How are you today?
Great job with Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Bonus for Stuart Garts, as he said. All right, let's get to the Rockets. Everybody's got jokes. My favorite is PJ Tucker's, and now also that Isaiah Thomas is available. They can start two centers. But Rockets 121, Lakers 111. Mike D'Antoni, it's like taking a test you haven't studied for yet. But Houston 5-0 since going to small ball. Momo, explain this curiosity.
Look, Houston is playing the rest of this season with a YOLO mentality, okay? Mike D'Antoni is basically out there. He might be fired at the end of the season if they don't win. Daryl Morey, who knows where he stands. If this is going to be it for this run, for this group, they're going to be ideologically fully committed to this small ball mentality, and there's no center. And I think when they got Russell Westbrook, they realized, look, he's a 30% career three-point shooter for his career. This year, he's shooting 23% from behind the three-point arc. Clint Capella is not a shooter. You cannot have two non-shooters on the floor. So they're just going to play five players under 6'6", and I don't know if it can work, but it's going to work better than what they were doing where they have two non-shooters out
there. Woody Page, you only YOLO once, so please, go ahead. What do you think of this Rockets small ball mentality?
After the end of the first half yesterday, I thought, oh, this is not going to work. They're going to be the Sprockets. They're just going to disappear. Yeah. That was a premature evaluation because what I saw in the second half.
Yes, it was. All right.
They actually can succeed with this. I mean, they're going to finish third or fourth in the seeding, and if they can catch the Lakers again, as they said, Maury said after the game last night, we feel comfortable that we can beat the Lakers. It looked like it last night. The spacing was great. Rockets in space. What a great idea for a slogan for them, because they put five guys around the perimeter and they brought the defense out, and basically they were able to get Westbrook
inside.
All right, inside,
so you're a believer
most effective
in this small ball approach as well. Sarah Spain, where were you after last night?
I actually like the way people describe it. I heard someone say it was skill ball instead of small ball, and that's actually accurate because some of the guys are playing like they're bigs just in a smaller body. They're not actually totally embracing the idea of working the ball around and using traditional fundamentals. They're just doing the one-on-one, let's not put one foot in the big man pool with Capella. Let's get rid of him altogether and see how we do. I love what they're doing because if you're going to probably not be able to stack up to teams like the Lakers and the Clippers anyway, at least go all in on your conceit and see how good you can be if you're doing your own thing and you're trying to revolutionize and change the game instead of trying to play the same game that they are without the pieces. The problem is, in a postseason series, I worry about giving up too many easy baskets to the opposing team inside when their big men muscle you in. I worry about them missing 37 threes in Game 7 against the Warriors in 2018. If the three ball goes away, what do they then go to if they don't have big men? And they don't have anyone to put a body on a guy. And when you're in the postseason, a game or two of a series is usually...
All right, save the rest for your FaceTime, please, Sarah Spain. But the idea that this could be different in the postseason. Speaking of big men muscling in, Stu Gotts, give it to us. Explain the Rockets.
You know, I'll explain the Rockets, Tony. We're enamored by the Rockets when we should be enamored by two other teams out west, the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets, but no one cares about them. Why? Because those two teams are boring. They're a bigger threat to the Lakers and the Clippers than I... What happened, Woody? Why are you getting mad at me? They are a bigger threat than the Houston Rockets. Listen, it worked for a game last night, but they shot 45% from three. The Lakers shot 20% from three. You live by the three, you die by the three, because a 7-for-44 is right around the corner. Okay.
Woody, I cut you short when you were talking before. You were saving that for your FaceTime. But you can go after Stugatz. You can go after Stugatz for picking on your Nuggets, please.
Oh, forgive me. If they're not on the East Coast, they got to be boring. Guess what? Last night, a team in the NBA tied a record that was set by the Denver Nuggets, who are fast-paced. They're fun to watch. They got young players, still the youngest team in the league, and you don't like the Joker. You don't like Jamal Murray. They've had health issues lately, but they're getting back healthy. And the Utah Jazz, you don't like the looks of those two teams? Why don't you come out of here sometime?
You were not listening.
It's possible.
You were not listening. I said we focused so much on the Rockets, the team we should be focused on, or the Nuggets. That's what I said, Woody Page. Listen better.
Okay. Momo, last thing on the Lakers here. It seems like the sky is falling whenever the Lakers lose. But yeah. Darren Collison, is that the game? J.R. Smith, is that the game? I mean, those moves going to happen? Do they need to happen?
Yeah, look, the Lakers were recruiting Darren Collison last night. He was at the game sitting with Jeannie Buss, and they were kind of incognito with the hood on. Yeah. You know, I know they wanted Marcus Morris, but I think they're probably in the lead for Darren Collison. He'll make a decision about whether he comes back next week. So that's an upgrade. Look, they're kind of limping into the All-Star break here. You know, they've had a pretty tough last couple of weeks with everything with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
They've lost 3 and 4 at home, but I almost think this doesn't count right now for them. They're just kind of getting to the All-Star break where they can reset.
We'll move on. The Philadelphia 76ers. Everybody's got jokes there as well. Roll tape.
They are the Cleveland Brown of the NBA.
He has a little band-aid on his little hand. Oh, he wants the ref to call a foul.
So Barkley's calling them the Cleveland Browns. Shaq goes to baby voice. So Joel Embiid. To lose to Milwaukee is not a demerit by any stretch, but to come out after Simmons said, we're soft, and roll over and lose by 11. Sarah, I want to ask you to explain this softness, but have we reached soft bottom with the Philadelphia 76ers?
You know, usually I kind of cringe when people call a team or a player soft, because it's usually about old stereotypes involving needing to take a hit and get concussed and come right back. But in this case, I think it essentially means weak, and weak-minded is how I view this Sixers team. You've got a guy who's afraid of shooting threes. You've got a guy who never, you know, rarely gives 100%. You've got a guy who just joined the team and immediately called a team meeting after he realized what the heck is going on here in Philly. You've got a coach who can't explain why you can't do anything on the road. Yeah, they're soft, they're weak-minded, whatever. The point is that they are talented and they can't execute. And that, to me, comes down more to the mentals than it does the physicals. They got to figure it out, because they are the most disappointing team in the NBA.
But you're not giving up on them just yet, Sarah. That sounds like you're giving up on them. Okay, yeah, Stu Gatz, how about you?
I have completely given up on this Sixers team. Tony, here's the problem. I don't know if they're soft. I don't know what they are. What I know is they're a team that's not going to win an NBA championship. You have Al Horford playing the four for the first time in his entire career, which is absolutely amazing. You gave the money to the wrong guy. You gave it to Tobias Harris. You should have given it to Jimmy Butler. And Ben Simmons, I don't want to hear from you. You want to know what's soft? Not being able to learn the one skill your coach asked you to learn during the offseason, shooting the three, and then claiming that you learned and worked hard on shooting the three and being afraid to actually shoot it in an actual game. That's soft.
Wow. Ramona Shelburne, how do you follow that up?
Dang. I mean, I thought Joel Embiid with the quote after the game saying, I got to get back to being fun Joel Embiid. And Stu God's out here, like, criticizing the team for being soft. I don't know. What world am I living in right now?
Stu. I mean, all right, we heard from Barkley. We heard from Shaq. The chorus, I mean, they're using the word Ben Simmons used to describe their team now. It's a chorus of soft.
listen, you know what they are? They're a team that doesn't have an identity. They don't know how they want to play. They don't know how they should play because their roster pieces don't exactly fit together. It's kind of like when you're in high school and you're trying on identities and haircuts, and then you have these horrible, awkward pictures that you look back 20 years later. Like, that's what the Sixers are right now. They don't know how they want to play. And so every time they get out there against a team like Milwaukee, which does know how it wants to play, they look like
this. You believe they had an identity a few years ago, though, when they had Jimmy Butler on the team? I mean, that was when they... No? And does that come down to coaching for you?
I don't think they've ever really settled on it. I don't think they've ever really settled on it. Yeah, I think it's a coaching issue, and I think it's a fit with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, because fundamentally, we were just talking about with the Rockets, they're going all in on one style of play. If you have Ben Simmons, who cannot shoot, you have to go and play a certain way. That's why Joel Embiid, his average shot last night, he's one of the best low post players that we've ever seen in this game. He's shooting, most of his shots were 17 feet.
And now you have to save the rest of it for your FaceTime. Woody Page joined us on the Sixers.
Ramona, I'll give them an identity. They are the Milli Vanilli Delphia 76ers. They are lip-syncing basketball. They got shooting 10 three-pointers that shouldn't be shooting any. Yeah. They got a guy that should be shooting 3 or 4 three-pointers. He's shooting none. They've got a front line that is last night shooting about 25% from the field. That is their identity. Brett Brown has got to take control as a coach. He's got to say, we need you inside, Joel, not shooting from 25 feet. That would be a start. Ben, I don't care when you miss 5 in a row. Try 3 in a game. That's what
I do want to spend some time on.
We don't know what they're doing.
Philadelphia 76ers, but we don't have enough time.
That's pretty good.
That would take 3 hours. We'll move on. Giannis is picked. Everybody's got jokes. My favorite was David Dennis Jr. saying Giannis has proven he's Jordan's equal as a GM. But everybody had jokes at Harden's expense as well. And then LeBron, you know, he went Davis, Kawhi, Doncic, and then Harden in the last round. While Giannis went Embiid, Siakam, Kemba Walker, Trae Young. And in reserves, Giannis took Chris Middleton over Damian Lillard, Bam Adebayo over Nikola Jokic. Woody, explain this insanity.
Well, we're supposed to stick to sports. Giannis, stick to playing basketball. You're not a general manager. That was the lousiest array of talent that you picked that I possibly could imagine. The Western Conference should be favored by 35 in this game. They're going to score more than 250 at this rate, because the way they've set up that game, it's going to be a mini victory each quarter. I don't understand it, but you can start in the second quarter in the West a team that's better than anybody on the Eastern Conference team other than Giannis. So that's what I took away.
Owner Shelburne.
Like, Giannis is used to having to score all by himself. So I think that's how he picked the team. And when LeBron basically says, like, hey, you know, what about James Harden? He goes, I want a guy who passes. I did not know Giannis could throw shade like that.
What
did you guys know that?
I mean,
he was
what
spicy
a
like
stunner.
That?
It was such a gut punch. You're absolutely right. Sarah Spain, you have a takeaway from this?
Yeah, but he did it with the Giannis smile, so
know,
it never hurts that much because he's smiling through it all. But much like Stu Gotts saying that the Nuggets are boring and then getting afraid of Woody and rethinking things immediately after, I think that's what Giannis was doing right after this draft when he realized that he picked a defensive team in an all-star game. You don't need defensive players. What are you doing?
Seemed like LeBron was on auto draft and Giannis showed up on time for the actual draft, you know? LeBron was just taking the best player on the board every time. Giannis' team won last year, and what Giannis is telling you is, I don't need to partner with any of you. I'll beat you all by myself.
Still, you fell.
They lost last year?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert!
They lost last year. You blew it, Stu. You're going the wrong way.
Ah! All right. Ow! Auto draft!
Do we still give credit for Super Bowl picks now? Is it too late? Have we passed the statue?
Yeah.
Come on, Ramona, you get your points. You earned this.
Oh,
incredible job. Stu, you're losing your points. And Woody Page, I believe you had a prediction that you nailed, right? Damian Lillard versus Denver's
nailed
defense.
It.
There's your points. All right.
Yeah, the boring team.
Buy or sell next.
Shut him down.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Midway, now on digital, on 4K, Ultra HD, and Blu-ray, February 18th.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Do you see anything coming out from the NCAA saying what our future is? What our plan? And by the way, who would say that? Collegiate NCAA football would not. Dave Ryan, big time. We don't do it, man. We don't. Yeah. We don't.
Ramona buy or sell Coach K.
Well, look, he's basically saying we need a commissioner, and they're not going to have a commissioner in college basketball, but you have voices like Coach K, you have voices like Roy Williams, you have Calipari, who should be saying things like this, because, you know, if not them, then who? If you don't have solutions, then who?
Woody Page?
I'm selling everything he said. First of all, he was asked about the state of the ACC, and he turns on the NCAA. His timing, you're getting ready to play North Carolina with a great historic rivalries in sports, and you want to talk about that, and he had no solutions other than a commissioner. Well, the NCAA football doesn't have a commissioner. It does well.
Sarah Spain?
I'm buying it. You might not have the solutions yet, but identifying the problem and publicly talking about it, being the only major voice in the sport that's doing that, while the rest of the media has been on this for years, talking about how the NCAA system doesn't work anymore and you're going to lose athletes to other options, he's got to get on board, and so do the other big voices, or it's just going to fall apart before they have a chance to have a say on it.
Action, not words. He's got, listen, no one, I mean, Mike Krzyzewski is the voice of college basketball, so if you want change, get your hands dirty and instigate change. The problem is he's comparing it to college football. College football, listen, college basketball has always been about March, and it always will be about March. College football has a down where every week feels like a playoff week, and college basketball just can't seem to get to that and never will.
Woody, you brought up UNC versus Duke. You see the uniforms for tomorrow's game? Grade these uniforms. Ramona?
Oh, wow. D.
Woody, Sarah, Stu. I hear a D. Somebody's grading them in D.
I like the baby blue.
Yeah, I mean, they're both kind of, I mean, they're not so far off in color. No white there. We'll move on. AJ Hinch's first public comment since the scandal on MLB tonight, in an hour. This is what they put out there that he'll say. Is the Astros title tainted? Quote, it's a fair question. All right, Woody, it's a fair question. Buy or sell?
I'm buying it totally. He's trying to repair his relationship with baseball and get back in the game. A, he's already apologized, which most of the Astros have not even approached doing. And number two, he's saying, yeah, it's fair to consider that. I think he's done a good job of handling it a lot better than anybody else there.
Sarah Spain?
I don't want to buy it, really, because he doesn't have any other choice. We all know what happened. Of course, it's tainted. But I also don't want to sell it, because he did have the option that many others have used in the past, where you continue to deny something that's right in front of our faces. So at the very least, he kept it sort of neutral and acknowledged it could be true.
Stugatz?
Tony, you know what? I was sitting around thinking, hey, is that a fair question? Thanks, AJ, for letting us all know that it was indeed a fair question. It's really the only question that we have for AJ.
You don't think he went far enough?
He gave an honest answer.
We'll see how far he goes exactly in an hour, but you don't believe just saying it's a fair question far enough. Ramona Shelburne, how about you?
I actually think that's pretty far for the manager of a World Series team to basically undercut the World Series that he won. I mean, you're undercutting the validity of your world championship by acknowledging that. I think that's a tremendous leap that he made, and I think it'll help him get back in the game eventually.
We'll move on. Buy or sell three, the Rams and Todd Gurley. It's like the 40th time we've done this story. He's the first running back to get overworked and be paid big and get older and achier and not as good. He's owed $13 million next year. Ian Rappaport reporting the Rams hope to sit down with Gurley and talk it out. Sarah, what do you buy that meeting?
They might try to restructure his contract. They might try to, I can't imagine a full buyout. It's way too much dead cap money. And he was effective in the times that they chose to use him. I guess we have to get inside and figure out how much that injury is really affecting him and whether they are going to be able to convince him to take less to stick around.
I think they have some buyer's remorse, Tony. You simply don't give that much money to a running back in today's NFL. When you consider Damian Williams of the Chiefs, who just won a Super Bowl, was the guy the Dolphins didn't want, and the guy he went against in San Francisco was the guy the Jets didn't want. You don't need to draft a running back and pay a running back top dollar in the NFL.
Ramona Shelburne?
Look, they have to try to repair this relationship. And we've all been talking about it as if it's an injury management thing. But I do think there are some relationship issues. When you have the kind of quotes that came out of that locker room last year from both Todd Gurley and Sean McVay, you know something's wrong at the core of this. And as Sarah said, it's too expensive to just cut him. I mean, I don't think that's really an option.
Woody Page.
Yes, $20 million in dead money means they're not going to cut him. They're going to ask him to take a new contract and give back some, or they're going to pull a Brock Osweiler and trade him and give away a second and third round draft choice if somebody will take him away from him.
That's one way of pulling a Brock Osweiler. Another way is just to move into his house, Woody Page, right? Woody moved into Brock Osweiler's house. While he was looking at the house, he said, man, this house has got a lot of Brock Osweiler memorabilia in it, because it was Brock Osweiler's house. Shamel Shelburne, Page Showdown next.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
XFL take two. I got questions. Does it have your curiosity? Does it have your attention? Is there any way this can work this time around? What are you expecting? What are you looking forward to between the Battlehawks versus the Renegades and the Dragons versus the Defenders? Ramona, Woody, welcome to Showdown. Momo, go after any question I just asked, or make up your own.
Well, if you're a USC fan, it's killing you. Bob Stoops can get the job in the XFL, but they're not going to hire him at USC. They got some good names in this league. Yeah, Norm Chow is an offensive coordinator. June Jones. I think it's going to be kind of fun.
Yeah, they're all coaches, though. Let's see some players. But they do have the Jones brothers. They got Cardell and Landry. And I think the Houston Rednecks are the team to look at because they have June Jones.
Wait, what's the Houston team name? I haven't seen. What is the Houston team name?
Roughnecks.
Yeah, that's what you said? Okay, I thought you said something else. Fine. Showdown 2, Kevin Durant on the All the Smoke podcast saying he's sticking with burner accounts. Quote, I'm still going to do the burner thing. I just slipped up that one time. End quote. Woody, you admire the perseverance here.
Oh, yes. And I think he should name his burner account KD's burner account. That way we'd all know and he'd be happy about it.
Look, Matt Barnes has the greatest gig going here. He has people go on the All the Smoke podcast, and then they all of a sudden start slipping up and saying things that they shouldn't say. Matt, this is a wonderful interview technique.
What are you suggesting? That it's not just the title of the show? There's more to it?
I just slipped up that one time. You know
what
I
slipped up? I think that one time, that first answer, but it didn't hurt him. I mean, you said it, not me. Take your FaceTime, Woody Page. 30 seconds.
A little bit more on the XFL. I hope at the end of 3-4 years, and they have the money to make it through that the NFL will not only take some of the rule ideas that they're having because of the problems of the NFL, but also a lot of these players and work out a working agreement so that players can play in both leagues. I also think that one thing we remember about the XFL, other than the overhead camera, is the fact that they had a player right on his back. He hate me. Well, the D.C. Defenders have a player they can put on their back. Scooby-Doo. I like that.
What protest. Role? 15 points for making a mistake.
You're filing a protest?
A
would you stop, Stugatz? That was a terrible job out of you. A terrible job out of you, Stugatz. Well, baby, I got a 71 half hour.